Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The temperature and humidity this week have combined to serious levels, resulting in heat advisories issued across several states. SDSU Extension Livestock Production and Stewardship Field Specialist Addie Stamps reports, the hotter-than-normal weather makes it crucial for outdoor workers to take numerous breaks and, if possible, avoid tasks in the heat of the day.
I grew up further south, so that was something we all took very serious. You have to get up early in the summer and get your stuff done or go out later in the evening.
She advises wearing clothing that's lightweight, light-colored, and loose-fitting. Wear a hat or bandana, and above all, drink lots of water.
Now we have electrolyte packets and things like that we can put in our water, and those are really good too, or a Gatorade, but we want to avoid especially alcoholic beverages, but also sugary drinks.
The goal is to avoid heat exhaustion and its more serious cousin, heat stroke. Stamps shares the signs of heat stress as heavy sweating, cool skin, nausea, dizziness, or muscle cramps. Heat stroke is an emergency and is characterized by rapid breathing and pulse, confusion, agitation, as well as slurred speech or seizure.
So we have a really rapid rise in our core temperature, and then that results in really serious issues where we can't cool down, could even have some organ damage.
Stamps advises heating the three S's: stay cool, stay hydrated, and know the symptoms. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.